100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
You know I'm going to do it, especially since y'all are just staring at me, doing it, mocking me. Well, well, well. What do we have here if it isn't Joey staring in front of us as he shakes my mic?
It's the earthquake.
It is the earthquake. What a weekend. I know we didn't have a show on Friday. It feels like we've been off for a long time. And Jordan, the intern, and I making the trip down here over to La Rose. We wanted to just, we felt like, Joey, you needed to see a little of us.
We
fell for it. Exactly. Anyway, so much to get into and really talk about today. Because of what's taken place in the last couple of days, it's almost laughable. It really honestly is. The 2017-2018 New Orleans Pelicans are in Los Angeles. We'll talk about that. How loyalty was good on Kawhi's people's camp's side, but not for the other teams. I don't know. I have my thoughts on that here as well. We can talk about as he goes to the Clippers, how it balances the NBA. Lots of people talking about that, how it's actually a good thing. As to what they have here as well. Also, teams retiring jerseys for players to thank them while they go on to play with other teams. It's a little weird. Am I the only one that goes, it's a little weird? I don't know. I get trying to make all of these players feel like it matters and it means something. I understand that, but I don't know. It's just a little strange to me. Oh, by the way, Zion played his first minutes as a New Orleans Pelican in game number one. What are you shaking your head for now? What are you shaking your head for? What?
It's already begun. The curse.
Okay, so we're not going
there. The injury.
No, we're not going there. There is no. We're not even talking about it. It's going
to
be fun.
I think it's something that you have to talk about.
My thoughts on game one, and I want to get your thoughts here as well, what you thought about Zion, and really right now what's the story of the NBA Summer League season, really, I think when you look at it. I don't know. I kind of like what I'm seeing in one player in particular that happens to be an LSU Tiger. I think that's kind of my story right now. Is it? Or is it not? Well, obviously we'll talk about Zion here. As well, the ladies winning the World Cup back-to-back for them. Four-time now women's World Cup champions. And why do I get the sense and feeling like with so many people, right after people say that, the comma and then phrase after that is, so what do you care? I mean, every show that I listened to this morning on ESPN, whether it's Stu Gotts or whatever, soccer, see you again in 4 years. The Nike ad. Did you hear the Nike ad that played following the win? I thought it was just odd timing. I'm not even talking about the message from the ad. It was just the timing. Or maybe it makes sense. I don't know. But it was immediately right after that. It was, I don't know, some people were saying, hey, stop yelling at me, the ad. But it was basically saying, hey, look, it's great. You support us. But you got to support us throughout the time. You got to support us and go to games. And I thought it was very interesting and creative. They showed a picture, obviously, of a lot of the ladies playing in U.S. gear. And then it would show them playing in gear on their women's MLS team or, you know, Major League Soccer team that they have. And then it'd zoom out and it's empty stands. So instead of playing in front of thousands, they're playing in front of tens and 20s. And it's something that...
Ones.
Yeah, ones. Exactly. No, look, again, I thought I was creative on this, right? Because I hear you. And I thought the ad hit home to a lot of people and touched on it too. But it was basically them saying, hey, look, remember, not just to cheer for us while we're doing the World Cup, cheer for us afterwards as well. So I don't know. It's something I want to get your thoughts on here as well. What did you think of the ad? And what did you think of the message of it, too? Do you just care, especially when it comes to them? Because my wife and I had this discussion. She's like, it's a shame. They get $250,000. The men would get $1.1 million if they were ever to win the World Cup. The prize money is, what, $30 million, I think, for the ladies total. And for the men, it's something like $100 million or something of that nature, or $400 million or something. It's substantially different.
But what's the ones again?
I think it's $30 million, the prize money. So, again, it's the first thing, obviously, that I think of, well, which game brings in the most money, right? In advertising and things of that nature, right? Obviously, in the field and what we do, it's very simple, right? Advertising dollars go to primary things and things of that nature. So, anyway, we can touch on that here a little bit. Kenny Farrell's going to join us at 1:30 from his vacationing to talk about the ladies winning and the men.
It's a little trip to Mexico. A
little trip to Mexico as he watched Mexico and the U.S. play, and the men did not win the Gold Cup yesterday, lose 1-0. Your thoughts on that? We can ask for it if you like. You're shaking your head again. Why are you so negative today? It's a new week. You had a long weekend. Why are you just shaking your head? You're shaking your head on Zion. You're shaking your head on the U.S. men's. You're shaking your head on people saying, now what for the ladies? What makes you happy right now?
What makes me happy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that the trade finally went through with AD.
Yes.
I think that makes me happy.
Finally got new Pelicans players officially, which we'll get into here as well. 800-998-1003 is the number to call. 800-998-1003 is the number to give us a buzz. And, of course, at ESPN Radio, NOLA is the way to chime in via social media, if you like to do that here as well. Pelicans and the Bulls, by the way, will have a little fun tonight, 8:30 p.m. Again, you can hear that game here on ESPN New Orleans, as you have the previous two games, games one and two, the Knicks and Washington, as we can hear that here as well. Looking forward to it, to seeing what more we can get from this Pels team. But I want to ask you just a handful of questions. We're going to throw a bunch out here as well, Jordan. It has to start, obviously, with Zion. Initial thoughts on what you saw with Zion Williamson. Will Guillory is going to join us from The Athletic. We'll talk with him coming up in the show. Daniel Stallison, who's calling the games along with Jim Eichenhofer, he's going to join us at 2:30. And I think it's one of the things that will be fun. 1:15 will be Will Guillory, just to kind of get a sense and a take of what Friday was like. Because Friday was nuts, right? I kept my eye on the clock. ESPN kept cutting in and out of Zion getting taped, Zion in the locker room. I mean, pictures and still photos. It was incredible to me, the buzz. We're going to get into his game. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 9 minutes. Bruised knee, forced him to sit out the rest of the game in the second half. The crowd chanting in the second half. They weren't aware that a bruised knee was going to keep him out. They're chanting, we want Zion. And then David Griffin coming out the next day saying, look, out of an abundance of caution, he's fine. He's going to continue to work and do all that, but he's done with summer league.
Quick game.
My initial thoughts, and we'll get into the game here as well here in a second, but just overall, you can see why there's such enthusiasm for him. And you can see the difference that it makes. Now, again, even he said it, he's going to have to eventually produce on the court, right? I mean, you're going to have to win. You're going to have to make shots. You're going to have to do all those things. But it's impossible to have put on the television when that Bulls game, first off, people were hoping that game would end. Like, they're like, just end this game already. People just wanted to get in there. And, of course, it's a summer league, so ESPN didn't even have anything sold. That's why you saw an extended amount of time of them just talking. I mean, have you ever before seen or watched a pregame warm-up line? They carried it live nationally. This wasn't like Fox Sports New Orleans pregame show. This is ESPN globally and nationally carrying it live.
They had replays of Zion,
yes,
dunking the ball.
They showed him
practice.
They showed him in the hallway. Here he comes. There. Oh, now they're taking to the court. Let's hear the reaction. And the crowd went bananas. Then you had to show everyone courtside. I mean, you had people. Of course, they sold out. right? They sold out that game. They sold out Summer League for a lot of those different games, expecting that he was going to play. And then it felt like, I thought Scott Kushner tweeted it best. It felt like the prize fight, right? Like when you look at pay-per-view, you have the undercards, and then the main event was coming. A, it's in Vegas, and then you have like the main event. And you heard the buzz. You could feel the electricity through the television. People tweeting, dude, this is nuts. The atmosphere is crazy. I mean, that place was sold out for a game that meant nothing. And if you're remotely knowledgeable of what's been going on the last couple of weeks and months, it's any different than the NFL draft. What's the one thing? Because I'm going to use the analogy that of the sport that a lot of people know and love in this part of town or in the state or in the state overall. It's football, right? So you have your draft pick, and when you think of having your draft pick, could you imagine him playing in 2 weeks? How do you think that's going to go? Just be honest. I mean, as it is, when you get to minicamp in 2 weeks, the rookie minicamp, first thing head coach Sean Payton says is, hey, these guys just got to get acclimated, right? The number one story that he always still tells about Marcus Colston is that he looked like a newborn baby deer. He couldn't stay on his legs because he was fatigued.
Yeah, during each practice run.
Yeah, he could barely, like in minicamp, he didn't think he was going to make the team. He's like, he could barely stay on his feet, just fumbling everywhere, just, you know, trying to keep his legs under him. And then he came back in training camp. He was in better shape and he could work. The reason I'm going this way is because the amount of people that wanted to tear down what we saw with Zion Williamson in 9 minutes was remarkable. Again, with the hype, it's almost like the Spider-Man thing, you know? With great power comes great responsibility. With great hype comes great responsibility and expectations. Unrealistic expectations. I legitimately wanted to know what people wanted to think or what they were going to see. I wanted to see him get out of there healthy, which is what I think the Pelzi eventually wanted to do. I wanted to see something to make me go, aha, that's why I can't wait until October, which I did. And then I also realized, you know what, it's Summer League. Yeah, you watched that first half, but look what it did. I'm just going to go quickly through some of the things. Again, I'd love to get your observations. First hour, I'm leaving it open because I want to hear from you Pels fans. We've been talking about Zion. We've been waiting for Zion. We've been expecting Zion. You got to see a little bit of it. What did you think overall in that game? Because what you saw was Mitchell Robinson got juiced up in this matchup, right? He wasn't going to let himself be dunked. First play Pelicans ran was a lob to Zion. Foul, free throw line. Did you know he went to the line 9 times? Jordan looked at me like I was, you know, crazy this morning. I'm looking at it and I'm writing it down here in our notes. And I'm like, dude, he was 4 from 9 from the free throw line. He went to the free throw line 9 times in 9 minutes. 3 rebounds, 11 points. In 9 minutes. And the guy was just out there playing. Let's be honest. He had probably no concept of the offense just yet. Okay, the excitement level that was going on, and you guys listening, ladies as well, right now, we go play a pickup game, what is that going to be like? You know what I'm talking about, like when the lungs start to burn, like after you run up and down the court, you gotta break that wall.
Walk up the stairs.
You know what I'm talking about, that wall, though, but like after, if right now we went to go run a game, and we were doing full court, I mean, those first 5 minutes, you're going to get dizzy, the legs tingle, the chest burns. You have to get past it because you're not in basketball playing shape. The guys that were knocking down shots and people going, boy, the Knicks are whooping it up. That's basically 4 of the 5 starters for the New York Knicks last year. Starters, veterans. What have they been doing since they got knocked out of the playoffs, since they didn't go to the playoffs in early April? What have they been doing? Working out. What have they been doing? Running basketball games. What have they been doing? Shooting. You know what the draft picks have been doing? Take Zion out of it. You know what the draft picks have been doing? Going to workouts, traveling, meeting
signing
with
papers.
People, signing papers, eating, not playing basketball.
And the Pelicans still won.
No. Again, yeah, let's not get into that part, right? Because they eventually did come back and win that game. But my point is, who stood out? Who's the guy that had the high good? Frank Jackson. What has he been doing? He's been playing basketball. He played last year. He's been playing in the offseason, right? I mean, AD, everyone was... Oh, look how he's filling out that shirt. He hadn't been sitting down. He's been working out. Drew Holiday, they've been working out. They're in basketball shape, right? So that's what killed me. All these people, like I get Seth Greenberg. Look, you have to have instant analysis. So at halftime, you're sitting there going, look, he needs to be in world-class shape against these world-class athletes. Dude, it's July. The season starts in October.
I mean, all these college kids ended, their season ended in March. Like, just a little portion of them, not even.
Would you
everybody.
Agree with me that Alvin Kamara is probably one of the best physically fit people on the Saints team?
Yes.
He's going to be sucking wind that first game. You have to play games. You have to be in game shape, right? That first quarter, I mean, they'll tell you. Cam Jordan said it in the past to us. He's like, that first quarter, you got to get past it. And they're in world-class shape. So for people to sit there and be like, oh, he's out of shape. You could see it. You could see him coming out on the court. I'm like, he looks heavy. But he hasn't worked out. He's going to be fine. He's got all of July, all of August. Pretty much the first week or two of September is when training camp starts. He's got 3 months, and then the game started last year on October 17th. He's going to be fine when it comes to shape and physical. Look, the guy was outrunning people in college basketball last year. So I think he can get into shape. He's going to be fine. I'm not even remotely worried about that. Gus, the missed three-point attempt that barely grazed the net because he had no legs. he probably had no legs, okay? When you're hitting the bottom of the net or the front iron like you did on the free throws, that dude's legs were tingling. I'm just telling you. I mean, he had no legs. He's going to be fine. And again, I love the instant analysis on Twitter after the missed three when he hit the bottom of the net. See, he's going to have to improve that outside three-point shot. No, he doesn't. Once again, 9 minutes, 9 trips to the free throw line, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 1. Oh, my goodness, did he just do that to Knox, right?
Stole his lunch money.
Stole the lunch money, brought the entire arena to its feet, and then had easy putback. All he could do was dunk. Did it count? High percentage shots.
Could have had 19 points if he knocked down all of his free throws.
Oh, by the way, Lonzo Ball, Drew Holiday, Derek Favors, and Brandon Ingram, all NBA veterans, were not on the court with him. And some guy you might have heard of, JJ Redick.
Try out my sea legs.
Well, you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dane.
Exactly. He had sea legs. My point is everyone was freaking out. I got like 5 or 6 different texts. This dude's a bust. This guy's a bum. Like, you've got to be kidding me. Again, 9 minutes, 11 points, 3 rebounds. 4 of 9 from the free throw line. We had entire members of the Pelicans roster that didn't do that last year, and they were regular players. The guy went to the line 9 times in 9 minutes. He's a walking, I'm going to foul you. I mean, that's what's going to happen. I'm like, I can't wait to see this. And again, you don't have to take my word for it. When he stole Knox and he stole the ball from him, just arm wrestled. And then took 1 step, and then da-da. Go look on Twitter at the people courtside.
Yes, I was just about to say
that. And their videos.
That.
The arena went bananas.
I saw people in Lakers jerseys,
yeah.
76ers jerseys.
It didn't matter.
Milwaukee jerseys, yeah. Atlanta Hawks.
Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart were flexing their muscles courtside. That's my point. He did what we wanted. He brings the excitement. He brings the energy level. Frank Jackson, we're going to play some of the sound. He says, we fed off of it. Duke looked like a different basketball team when they played because of that energy level that he brings.
The only people that probably weren't cheering during that time was AD, LeBron, and Kuzma in the stadium. So.
Oh, yeah. You mean the we'll be there for 5 minutes and then leave?
Hey,
stop
it. Hey, man, what are you doing? I got to cover my mouth because we're talking about something important.
You mean the... I'm trying to be careful because I don't know how to politically say it. Got to be politically correct, but...
Hey, you want to come team up in L.A. with me? L period dot?
Hey, dude, what kind of shoes you wearing? Huh? Like, what is with the covering your mouth thing?
I don't know.
It is so teenage-like. It's so annoying. It really is. And let me tell you what. Early favorites for the Academy Award to best girlfriend acting sort of, it's AD, huh? He wants everyone to see that he's LeBron's new BFF, doesn't he? Wherever LeBron is, there he is. I mean, can I sit closer to you? I don't think I'm close enough. Here, let me get I'm close enough. Can I stand? Right? Let me stand over here.
A better question of the day. A better question of the day. Who is more of the third wheel in the situation? Kyle Kuzma, Rajon Rondo, or Boogie? Who's going to be third wheeling the most?
Third wheel?
Yeah, because you saw Kuzma. He's almost, because I saw this, someone said this on Twitter. He's like, oh, Kyle Kuzma's the freshman that hangs out with all the seniors.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like,
is he third? Is he the third wheel?
They're not inviting him to dinner.
No.
They're not.
So you think Boogie's the...
We got so much to talk about today. First hour is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING is the number to call. We can have some fun with this, I promise. I can't wait to get your opinions. Again, what did you think? You saw Zion play. What did you think of Cavell Bigby Williams? 12 points, 10 rebounds in game one. 14 points, 14 rebounds in game two. He's the player that stood out to me right now.
There's questioning.
There's an issue that makes me want to have an issue. It's the Sports Hangover on your new home for Pelicans basketball. They play tonight, taking on the Bulls at 8:30. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. What have you done?
Hey, little sister, who's... Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Jimmy Cantrell promised to change Lafourche Parish government, and Jimmy has. Starting day one, Jimmy Cantrell has taken on the political wolves' failures, and the wolves didn't like it. Look at the record. Jimmy Cantrell fought to bid out Lafourche Parish health insurance. The Wolves wanted to keep it no bid because this meant big money for someone. The Wolves fought Jimmy for 2 years, but finally, Jimmy won and bid out the contract. The result? Jimmy saved over $800,000 a year for taxpayers, and United Health is providing an excellent policy. Jimmy Cantrell, saving over $800,000 a year for our parish while providing an excellent health insurance policy. The gang of wolves hate it. But Jimmy Cantrell keeps on fighting for change. Promises made, promises kept. Jimmy Cantrell, for us.
Paid for by Jimmy Cantrell Campaign Fund.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Look, when Zion Williamson plays to his strengths, when Zion Williamson plays downhill, when he posts up, when he drives it from the high post, when he's flying to the offensive glass, he's a load. There's no doubt about it. Now, he started the game settling. Shot a three, shot a pull-up jumper, struggled a little bit. Here's my biggest concern. We know what Zion's capable of doing. But in an 82-game schedule, playing maybe 100 games if you're a playoff team, you need to be in world-class conditioning. And you know what? He was not in world-class shape. Now, look, he just signed his contract. He's had all kinds of public obligations. Now it's time to...
I get it. So now it's time to buckle down and play and do all that. I that was Seth Greenberg. I don't know. 800-998-1003. He's got to be... It's July. It's July. If we're in January... If we're Joel Embiid, right, in the playoffs and he's winded and he's and people are saying he needs to be in shape and he's been in the league several years, I got you. I think you have to find something to talk about when you're doing these shows or something. Right? Are you feeling it? I don't know. It is what it is. I'll say this, though. One of the excitement levels, obviously, in having the team that you have now, and again, it's now official, the trade went down and over the weekend, and everybody signed. So the rookies, Jackson Hayes, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and Lizardo Silver, Marcos Lizardo Silver, they're all going to be introduced later on today in Las Vegas, officially. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Derek Favors. Next Monday is when they'll be introduced. J.J. Redick as well, I'm sure, will be a part of that as well. So you do definitely see the excitement level around the league, right? Everyone's talking about this team in the Pels. David Griffin was on the Jump yesterday. So Colin Cowherd this morning.
He's on the Herd right now.
Yeah. Look, again, this is what you paid him for, right? And this is what's great about it, is talking about the excitement level. Paul Pierce.
The Pelicans are going to be one of the most exciting teams in the league to watch. They're going to be must-see TV. I mean, you got Ball, who's coming off an injury. People want to see what he can develop into. Now that the ball is going to be in his hands and not LeBron's, he can run the show. You know, you got Zion. Ingram started to come into his own. And so, you know, I can't wait to watch this ball club. They have a bright future.
I think there's a lot of excitement about it, don't you? Should be fun. 800-998-1003. I want your opinions, folks, on what you thought from what you saw on Friday. What did you expect to see from Zion and the Pelicans? What did you think? What did you actually see? I'm going to give it to you. Jordan the intern. Go ahead. 60 seconds on Frank Jackson. 30 points in game one. Didn't play in game two. Kind of a slow start. Me and Brian were giving you a little grief.
Yeah. I was saying,
and then all of a sudden, you couldn't find a play quick enough.
At the start of the game, I said, the person I want to see is Frank Jackson, because I just want to see, because that was his role this summer league, is to be the leader of this group and kind of lead the young players in the right direction, and just showing what he did to the Knicks starters and getting text from you and Brian saying, he's trash. Like, just watch. Just wait. Second half rolls around, and he's driving to the rim, dunking the ball, putting up layups, consistently hitting the three ball. I think he's proven himself over the past couple years that he does belong in this league.
Yep. Well, like I said, he's definitely somebody that this team is looking for him to take that next step.
He has to.
Yeah. Okay,
or he's going to be off the team
and do that. I love seeing that aggressiveness. I like the energy that he sort of brings here as well. This was him after the game, the next day, actually talking about what we hadn't even gotten into yet: the earthquake.
So much went on during the weekend.
Joey's sitting here doing the game, and he goes, "Dude, there's an earthquake game going on." I mean, it was nuts to think about that. We've all seen. The GIF, the still image in the video of David Griffin going, are we going through an earthquake?
Yeah.
It is. It's incredible when you think about it. Especially if you follow there's a Twitter handle that tells you all the earthquakes that's happening right now. And there's literally one every 44 seconds, like a 1 point something happening at that site right now. I wouldn't be anywhere near California right now.
You saw Josh Hart.
No, it's like, what was it? Was it, Joey, 3,000 earthquakes? I think in one day that happened on Sunday, like that's on Saturday. That's ridiculous. 3,000.
Have fun, AD.
Yeah.
Josh Hart actually tweeted, it's like there's no earthquakes in New Orleans, and I was like, just got to worry about the hurricane.
Just the hurt, but you have plenty of time.
Yeah, you have
plenty of time
to get out the way.
Like the last 2 days, I've seen you know, you got a little area that they might form, you know, over by like Pensacola.
Luckily for him, he could just fly out whenever
he wants.
But
we got time. Like, it hadn't even formed yet. They're keeping an eye on it. That's the beauty of a storm. We got time. Like, I know by Wednesday, Thursday, it might rain. It's Monday. I got plenty of time before I get to that. Here was Frank.
Well, that was crazy. I've never experienced that ever. That was kind of gnarly.
What do you remember that happened?
Well, like, so I'm pretty sure they scored, and I was bringing the ball up, and I felt like someone was pushing my hip. Like, I kind of, like, leaned this way, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? And then I just saw everything shaking. It was kind of messed up.
Can you talk about just the away from the earthquake for a moment?
Yeah.
The atmosphere, the fact that this is opening night for NBA Summer League is sold out, the buzz.
No, this is unbelievable. I mean, it reminded me a little bit of what I felt at Cameron. I was at Duke. Obviously, nothing's better than Cameron, but it was loud. It was loud, and it was a fun environment to play in.
What's the buzz been like leading up today, but being a part with knowing what this game is going to be like with Zion? The
energy's been super high, and I think, us as a team, we've done a great job. And, you know, he's a great kid, and, he loves to play this game. And, just the energy we get off of him and the energy, through our whole organization right now is huge for us, and it's exciting.
What do you think about his performance tonight?
Yeah, he's a monster, man. He does it all. He's so big and so physical. It's hard to stay in front of him.
There are moments when, the crowd kind of stops when he dunks or does something wild. I know you're a pro, you've kind of seen it all, but are there ever times on the court where you're just like, oh, that just happened in a game. That wasn't a video game. That wasn't a this. That wasn't a that. Like,
I mean, he's just so powerful. So everything he does is just going to be explosive. We were talking on the bench. He was like, those were light. Those were light. So we haven't even seen, the best of what he can do. And, we're going to see a lot of it this year for sure.
You guys were up by, I think, 7 when they said, no, you guys have to get off the court. Does that mess with you guys were, you were down by a lot. You were just kind of coming back and getting into a flow. But does that kind of mess with the way things
go? I think so. I think so. But at the end of the day, I thought we did a good job of battling back. We were able to, kind of come back from that deficit and, make the most of it.
For you had 30 points in like 24 minutes or something like that. Did you feel like some of what you did was kind of just a carryover from the way you played in the second half last year, where we saw you just take off as far as what you did improvement-wise?
For sure. I've worked really hard this offseason. My teammates do a great job of, putting me in the right positions and making plays for me. So, I like to always just stay aggressive and just stay true to who I am. That's who I've been my whole life. And, I want people to know that.
There he is, your guy, Jordan the intern, your guy.
Frank Jackson. Cool and collected.
I mean, you basically, you're like the Golden State Warriors. Wanted to retire his jersey already.
I mean, he did put up 30 points.
There it is, in a summer league game.
No, against the Knicks.
The Knicks. Starters. There we go. That's true.
Make sure you get it right.
You want a ring?
No, I said make sure you get it right.
Oh, get it right.
I would like a ring, though.
No, you don't get a ring for anything. What do y'all think of that? Golden State, Iggy and Durant retiring their jerseys as a thank you. Memphis retiring Mike Conley's jersey as a thank you. They're still playing.
I don't understand the whole Grizzly. I don't know what Mike Conley has ever done for them.
Well, thank you. Let's retire your jersey.
I mean, he's brought him to the playoffs a couple times.
Can't wait to get to the Kawhi Leonard thing here, too, a little bit. Am I the only one that has a problem as we go to break? It's the only one. So, his camp reportedly told people, if anything leaks from any of our meetings, anything, you're out. Because I need loyalty. Yet, this guy goes out, and this guy goes out, and while the talks are going on, he's recruiting Paul George from the Oklahoma City Thunder and tells him, come play with me. Then he tells the Clippers, you get him, I'll go. So while he's telling everybody to keep it quiet, he's calling other people's players, in particular Paul George, then he goes to Oklahoma City, who had no idea this was going to come. By the way, I need you to trade me. I want to go play with Kawhi.
Remember, it's a make or miss league.
It's just unbelievable. I'm like, imagine being a Thunder fan. I mean, now they're going to trade Westbrook. Like, Friday, we went into the weekend, the 4th of July weekend, the Thunder, playoff team, can they, what moves do they need to make? Monday, you lost Paul George, and Russell Westbrook is about to be traded. How, And all the Thunder fans have ever done is support the bejesus out of that team. Every game's a sellout. Harden left you. Durant left you. Paul George said, I'm going back home to L.A., and now you got to trade Westbrook. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable to me.
LA,
but Kawhi Leonard to be saying,
LA
I
does
need,
it to you.
Dude, when Kawhi, though, says, I need loyalty, yet behind everybody's back, I'm recruiting other people's players and other franchises, I have a problem with that. That's just me.
Yeah, I think you have to draw the line between loyalty with players and an organization. It's not one-sided.
Yeah. Sports Hangover Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. We'll come back. Cavell Bigby Williams, is he the story so far through two summer league games for the Pelicans? And what's this deal? What's the deal with this deal? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Pros do it right to have the quantities you need on hand for the job by buying in bulk. Lowe's is here to help by stocking what you need for any size job and at great savings, because you can save up to 40% every day when you buy contractor packs of molding. Load up on drywall and get up to 15% off just by making a bulk purchase. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, so tell me, Tiger fans, what's it feel like seeing Cavell Bigby Williams? Look, I like his size. I think I like the energy. I like what you've been able to see out there. And 12 points, 10 rebounds in game one, 14 points, 14 rebounds the next day, coming back on the second day. So not a bad performance overall to be able to do that. What's interesting, though, that's strange, is the deal that he's on, right? So Andrew Lopez and a couple of the other folks that are out there covering it, so his deal is the initial report from Andrew was that they had added him on an exhibit 10-day deal. Basically, here's 10 days. Come show us what you got, and we'll talk to you. Well, excuse me. Andrew then followed up that tweet and said, look, that Bigby Williams hadn't signed the E10 contract just yet, that he was still exploring other options as well, but that he does have high interest in inking with the Pels. And, of course, he goes over his numbers, that he's averaging 13 points and 12 boards in two summer league games. So someone explained this to me. Again, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. So he's playing without a contract right now? A, that's a little strange, because you're not really protecting yourself if you get injured. B, if you haven't signed with the Pels, at least through this, because you're exploring your other options, what's in it for the Pels? Like, why am I allowing you to play to exhibit and show how good you can be so another team can sign you away from me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I would have signed them at least to, hey, you know, summer league deal, and then I have the option to get you.
I think it's a little strange. Summer league,
in training camp.
It's like, here, I'm taking not a risk, I would say. I'm looking out for you, and I'm putting you on my summer league team when I could just, you know, let you go on about your business, and then you're just going to go behind my back and not want to, you know, do us a favor and look at us and make us the number one priority on the team that you want to potentially sign with. So I think it is a little awkward, but I don't understand the whole situation, so I guess we just have to see what else comes out in the upcoming days.
Yeah, I, like I said, that's the thing that I don't get, you know? That stands out to me. Again, that's why we have Will Guillory on coming up at 1:15. Maybe he can better explain it to me. Because it's just, I don't know, if I'm the Pels, the guy's showing up right now. He's got double-doubles in both games. I definitely, right now, I want to bring him to training camp, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm 100% taking him to training camp if I'm the Pelicans.
You know what that means, though, right?
What?
You want to look at the center position when it comes to depth?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean, Derek Favors is starting, right? Would you agree? Would you agree?
Yes, he is.
Number one draft pick being introduced in a little bit is going to be Jackson Hayes from Tejas University, right?
You better not.
You're not going anywhere with him, right? I mean, like, he's on the team, right? He signed his deal.
He's on the team.
He's on the team.
Don't you dare say it.
I'm just saying.
Don't you
dare say
it.
Right now on the depth chart at center. What do you do with Jahlil Okafor? Well, again, you want to be all high on Bigby Williams. You're not keeping four centers. Why not? And who else are you getting rid of? I'm just saying. Maybe that's what he's looking at. Maybe that's why he's like, I got to keep my options open. You got, you know, Jahlil championship move Okafor, according to you. Jackson, I want to dunk or block a shot on you, Hayes. And Derek, I'm ready to, what was it David Griffin called him? Untapped offensive potential. Favors. Where's Bigby Williams go? You don't want my answer.
What was your answer the first time?
your silence right now.
You were wrong.
How am I wrong? What am I wrong?
You were wrong.
What am I wrong?
The first go round with Jahlil Okafor.
If I was wrong 100%, this wouldn't even be a question, would it? No.
You were wrong.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this even a question, though?
Well, last year.
Would you give Bigby Williams a chance at training camp?
I'd give him a chance.
Whose spot is he playing for then? It's not Hayes, the first rounder. And it's not Derek Favors. So whose spot would
he be
playing for?
Just a little friendly competition.
Okay. But if.
I mean, you don't bring in quarterbacks to come and take Drew Brees' position.
Of course not. That's
exactly.
Right.
Is a little friendly competition.
Right. Well, if you bring in another quarterback, like poor JT. JT sees the writing on the wall, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But going back to the point, when we had that big argument, you said that he wouldn't even make it out of training camp.
Congratulations.
And
he made it on
the team. So
all right.
That was the initial argument.
And guess
what?
Heading into training camp, his spot is still up for grabs. am I wrong on this, though? Or am I making too big a deal of what we've seen from Cavell Bigby-Williams?
I mean, you've seen what he can do in two summer league games against players that don't even play in the NBA.
Keep in mind, 5 minutes ago, you were all about him until I brought up the fact that he may have to take your spot.
Don't come at Jahlil Okafor like that.
Okay, well, see, I didn't come at your guy. I was just saying, you're all about him, yeah. Bigby-Williams. Well, where is he going to go? I'm waiting.
Put him on our G League team.
G League? Really? Wow. Double-double.
Something happened.
Other teams may be interested. You want me to go to the G League?
Yeah, go to the G League.
Wow. What if another NBA team says, hey, you know.
Just say, sorry, he's not available right now at this time.
No, not available.
Huh? Yes.
Really? The old phone's out of service?
Yes.
Really? Sorry, an elevator. Up.
Or I'm eating these nice chips.
Oh, you're going to eat chips on somebody. Wow. Would you want to see what he can do, though, Bigby Williams?
I would, but I don't know if I want it at the expense of Jahlil Okafor.
That's what it boils down to.
I want to keep the Duke guys together.
Okay, well, like I said, but would you not agree he's impressed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. He's impressed. He's definitely somebody to keep
and
an
I would
eye
like
on.
To see him have a shot playing an NBA game, but I don't know at what cost, though. And I don't know.
It's not going to cost you a lot.
I don't know. I know.
Apparently,
at the cost of Jahlil Okafor.
Okay. That's what I was asking. You look really bothered by this, right?
I am.
Now.
I kind of am.
What do you do? Do you go Bigby Williams?
Because, I mean, I just took a picture with him.
You did. You did just take a picture with Jahlil Okafor.
So that's what's making me think that, all right, he was at the draft party.
That's before Bigby Williams showed up, though.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, well, you know.
Loyalty.
Well, Kawhi's showing us a different sense of loyalty.
We're talking about Kawhi and Bigby Williams here now, comparing the two.
Oh, boy. 800-998-1003. We'll also ask Will Guillory, what's going on with Christian Wood? Ravens fan 929 asking Jim Eichenhofer and us as well, what's going on? From what I've gathered, we'll ask Will, too, the latest. His agent and the Pels are trying to negotiate before he can get on the court. Mind you, game 3 is now today of the Summer League. There's only one more that's scheduled in the playoffs if they make it. Pels 1-1. According to Eichenhofer, though, the draft picks will be ready to go to make their debut today. There it is. So we get to see Jackson Hayes, Nikhil, Alexander Walker. So I'm just saying, Jordan, you know, if Jackson Hayes gets out there and starts looking good.
But what if he's... never mind.
I'm just, well... Poor Jahlil.
Yeah, but then what if he steals the spotlight from
Bigby Williams? Well, there you go. So again, you're probably rooting for Jackson Hayes right now.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be rooting for our 8 overall draft pick.
Again, it has no bearing. It's about Jahlil.
Yeah, but that man probably... Second string, maybe
Hayes
third
is
string.
Not going anywhere. He's a draft pick. You're good. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
The best kept secret on the Bayou is, well, it's Raceland Auto Center. The secret is, number one, they do the repairs right the first time. Number two is you don't need an appointment. Number three, they use top quality parts. Number four, they're honest and reliable. Number five, they sell most brand name tires. Number six, they're a bumper to bumper full service center. Number seven, they charge small town prices on repairs in comparison to dealership prices. Repeat customers always become family. Raceland Auto Center, Highway 308 in Raceland.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know what was cool as well watching the game on Friday? Jrue Holiday, part of the coverage, being able to see him first time, really get to hear his thoughts as to what he thought. Super excited as well. David Griffin was on yesterday on The Jump. Had this to say.
The face of the franchise. And Jrue has upside left in his game as well. I think he really wanted an opportunity to show what he's capable of if he's running the show.
Right.
And we wanted to build a team around his skill set, much the same way we did in Phoenix around Steve Nash. If we could put the right fit around Jrue, we feel like he's got an altogether different level. Mm-hmm. Nobody expected Steve Nash to be two-time MVP when we signed him in Phoenix either. Jrue takes that challenge very seriously.
Ooh, like Steve Nash. I'm excited to see what Jrue Holiday is going to do. It was cool to hear him talk Friday night extensively, really, about how he sees this team, how he's excited about it, how he thinks he can play with some of the other players here as well. Was it important, Jordan, for you to see Lonzo Ball there? And Hart?
Yeah, it was, because I think that it shows the fans that they're buying into the culture. Because right. you, I think you saw Anthony Davis and Boogie there for one
game. I'm sorry. From here on out, when we refer to Anthony, you got to do it with your mouth covered.
I think we saw Anthony Davis.
You got to whisper, and your hand's got to be over your mouth.
We saw Anthony Davis and Boogie?
Mm-hmm.
I think they only went to like one summer league game.
It's because they're busy.
Yeah.
Busy training.
But they went to a summer league game that didn't include any of both of their teams.
I can't be the only one that's bothered by that, huh? The hand in front of your mouth thing every time they talk. Because apparently everything they say is that important.
It's like, what more do you want? You already have Anthony Davis. What could you possibly do?
You gotta have more.
To
the 2017-18 New Orleans, LA Clippers. Anybody else find that really, really funny? Rondo, Boogie, AD. And I love the people that tweet go, yeah, but this, now
this
they have
different.
LeBron.
The Lakers
LeBron
can do it right.
LeBron and Kuzma.
It's not the Pelicans.
By the way, and Will will tell you at 1:15, as David Grubb and a couple other people tweeted over the weekend, it wasn't all roses with Rondo and Boogie and AD together.
No, it wasn't.
I can promise you that.
I've been hearing some things
there
also.
There are plenty of stories
yes.
that I've been told. It, trust me by that. There's a GIF that I have. What was it? What did I send you? The Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah,
backhanding
certain players not wanting to play with certain players.
I'm just saying. I joked with you guys over the weekend before it officially happened. I said, Boogie to L.A., please. Because LeBron's going to yell at him at some point in the game, at some point in the season. Boogie's, and then Rondo's going to go, and he's going to smack somebody. Like, if LeBron is ever going to get dropped, it may be Boogie. I mean, I'm serious.
If Boogie could catch LeBron.
Oh, he'll be on the bench. He'll be during a timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, did you see him in Golden State?
He's single. I think he single-handedly lost that series for them.
Oh, he come on.
I don't know.
No,
that last game he played horrible.
Again, he's hurt.
He had I think he had the most turnovers on the
floor. How about the money you lost though? 2 years, $40 million. Called it disrespect.
What did he lose, like 33, 35 million?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
$3 million to sign with the Lakers. Hey, but it's L.A.
Hey, it turns out he disrespected himself.
Yeah, it's L.A., though. Remember, everybody wants to be in L.A., right? We're talking about Big B Williams and being able to showcase what he can do is what he had to say.
A good experience, you know, just coming in, trying to, you know, do what I do, play hard. You know, that's just pretty much I do, rebound, defend. I'm just trying to showcase that.
So far on the transition between college and the pros?
It's been kind of tough, but you know, I'm used to, you know, adversity and playing in adverse situations. So you know, I just go out there every day and try to play as hard as I can. And that's on the defensive end. And then I let the offense come. Tonight I was able to get 14-14, which is pretty good. So, grateful and praise God for it.
As to what he thinks he's being able to do well so far.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I play with a lot of effort. I take pride on defense. And the fact that I play so hard on defense, it kind of, you know, sparks some offense sometimes. So the fact that I was able to do that today, I'm grateful and I appreciate it.
Exactly. And again, I need clarification as to this, you know, Exhibit 10 contract that supposedly either he signed or hasn't signed or whatever. We'll speak with Will from The Athletic coming up at 1:15. But Big B Williams on being able to give the opportunity and the chance.
I was blessed. You know, I was supposed to be in a different situation and it didn't pan out, you know, but this is what it's had to my favor. And I'm just grateful and, truly blessed that I'm in this situation and, playing pretty well. So, that's just a blessing.
I think he has an opportunity in order to see where it happens. So, again, got plenty to get into over the next 2 hours. 800-998-1003. At ESPN Radio, Nola, if you'd like to chime in here as well. Your thoughts on Zion and then just really the weekend in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard goes to the Clippers, secretly behind everyone's back. Recruits Paul George. He goes upstairs, you know, hypothetically in theory, you know, ask the front office, trade me. I want to go play with him. So the Clippers and Thunders make a trade, a bunch of first round picks, sort of like the Lakers. I mean, Clippers gave some young talent and a lot of draft picks as well to the Thunder later on down the line. And then I guess the other interesting news now, too, is what do you do with Russell Westbrook? Again, I said earlier in the show, if you're a Thunder fan, can you imagine? I mean, you went into the 4th of July weekend, you're like, oh, wow, the West is going to be tougher. At least we got, you know, PG and Westbrook. I'm sorry?
Deuces.
You lost both. They're going to trade Westbrook before the season starts.
Yeah, just a couple minutes ago, a lot of people are reporting that the OKC is receptive toward trade calls.
Well, I mean, again, they sat down with Westbrook and said, well, what do you want to do? It's probably best for them. But it just put your head and imagine their thinking process. I mean, 1 second, you're a playoff team thinking, and now all of a sudden you're in a rebuild. And you weren't planning this, at least with the Pelicans, since January, right? Since January, we've been doing shows. We've had guests on. We've talked to NBA analysts. We've talked to a bunch of people of what are we going to do? How are you going to plan it? What kind of team do you build? What do you want in trade assets? You've had months. You've had weeks. You hired personnel. You've hired management in order to maximize what you're going to do, right? Specifically, you hired management and executives, and then he hired people to build the future. Trajan Langdon. G League, Euro guy, right? Swin Cash, player development. Like, you are hiring people specifically to build. Moving forward. Using young players. Oklahoma City was not in that level. They were a veteran team, sellout crowds, trying to make their way to the finals. At least the Western Conference Finals. And literally over a weekend, they are now in rebuild mode. That's incredible. Like, you want to talk about, like, you could almost, to me, look, Kawhi going to the Clippers, huge. I get it. I do. But, man, I mean, look, Quentin Winterson says Kawhi Leonard balances the NBA, but you could almost make the case an argument that what happened with OKC was probably a bigger story over the weekend. I mean, you have a team in a franchise that expected to be a playoff team, a team contending, and they literally have lost their top two players, or about to, with Westbrook. That's incredible. Hour one's come to a close. It's been brought to you by the King Firm. Don't mess with the, don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Don't mess with them. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Hour two, Will Guillory's going to join us at 115, 130. We'll speak with Kenny Farrell from his vacation home over in Cabo. He's just relaxed. He's just sending me pictures, too. I'm
upset that he didn't give us an invite.
I was, too. I'm like, really? We'll talk about the men coming up short in the Gold Cup final, the women winning the World Cup. And then at 2:30, Daniel Salishan is going to call tonight's Pels-Bulls game. It's called the other two games here as well. We'll talk to him about Cavell Bigby-Williams, Frank Jackson as well, and his thoughts about the buzz and the earthquake as well that took place. The Sports Hangover, Hour 2 next on ESPN New Orleans.